Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Knott. And now, play ball. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Salters reaches second base with a double. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bottomley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vosmick moves to second. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vosmek moves to third. Knickerbocker moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Vosmek scores. Knickerbocker scores. Hildebrand moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields the ball and throws to Hildebrand covering. Safe. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops it up and throws to first, with not covering, for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Knott moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Soltis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knott scores. Clift moves to third. It's 2-1. Indians. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bottomley hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cliff scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, Browns, 2. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Soltis. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Knickerbocker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hildebrand takes first base on ball 4. Vosmak moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Vosmak moves to third. 2 outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Averill bunts towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky bunts towards third. Clift can't make a play. That's a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Trosky moves to third. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Sullivan moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vosmak hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ollie Bijma pinch hits for Jack Knott. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Bijma reaches second base with a double. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bijma scores. Clift moves to third. It's 6-3, Indians. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bottomley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Liebhardt now pitching. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Trosky hits a line drive into right field. Bell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Hale scores. Trosky moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sullivan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Bell reaches second base with a double. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. West takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. West moves to second. It's 7-4, Indians. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. West scores. Hemsley moves to third. It's 7-5, Indians. Ed Coleman pinch hits for Glenn Liebhardt. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. Carey moves to third. It's 7-6, Indians. Les Teach a pinch runs for Ed Coleman. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carey scores. One out. It's Indians, 7, Browns, 7. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Clift takes first base on ball 4. T.J. moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker can't make a play. That's a base hit. T.J. moves to third. Clift moves to second. Thornton Lee now pitching. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bottomley takes first base on ball 4. T.J. scores. Clift moves to third. Soltis moves to second. It's 8-7, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clift scores. Soltis scores. Bottomley moves to third. It's 10-7, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmick throws the ball into Hughes, who tags West, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bottomley scores. Bell moves to third. Two outs. It's 11-7, Browns. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 12-7, Browns. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hemsley trying to get to third. Weatherly throws the ball into Hale, who tags Hemsley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Chief Hoxett now pitching. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weatherly strikes out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Soltis, who is chasing the ball. Vosmick reaches third base with a triple. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-9, Browns. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Larry. Lee moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lee scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 12-10, Browns. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hughes moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Soltis. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Hughes scores. Averill goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's Indians, 12, Browns, 12. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns 12. The Browns will come to bat. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Blaholder now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Larry bunts towards the mound. Blaholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoxett moves to second. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Clift hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Clift reaches second base with a double. Hoxett scores. It's 13-12, Browns. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Soltis hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Clift scores. It's 14-12, Browns. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Bottomley reaches second base with a double. Soltis scores. It's 15-12, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bottomley moves to third. 2 outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 15, and the Indians 12. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. 1 out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for George Blaholder. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 15, and the Indians 12. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Cardow now pitching. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hemsley moves to second. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hogsett bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Hemsley moves to third. Carey moves to second. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hemsley scores. Two outs. It's 16-12, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and three walks. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 16, and the Indians 12. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 4-for-5 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Joe Becker pinch hits for Roy Weatherly. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 16, and Cleveland Indians, 12. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.